Workbook, Unit 5, Listening. Page 43, Exercises 3 and 4.
Hello and welcome. In this week's edition of Consumer First, Sarah Bennett is going to tell us what British households spend their money on. Sarah.
Hello. Yes, a report was published last week about spending in the UK. Some of the information is quite surprising.
So what products do we spend most of our money on, Sarah?
Most of our money is spent on housing and energy, things like electricity or gas. Then a smaller amount is spent on transport, free time activities, and culture.
Culture?
Yes, things like going to the cinema, the theatre, or to a concert.
What did you find surprising in the report?
Well, on average, a British household spends more on lottery tickets and bingo than they spend on culture. Last year, around £3.20 was spent per week on gambling, compared with £2.60 spent on purchasing cinema, theatre or concert tickets. Even families with small budgets spend money on lottery tickets.
That's terrible.
Well, it's surprising.
What else do British people spend their money on?
Cakes and biscuits.
Really?
An average of £3.60 per week was spent on sweet snacks, compared to £3.20 spent on fresh fruit and healthy snacks.
Oh, that's not very good, is it?
No, it's worrying.
What about takeaway food? Most of my children's pocket money is wasted on chips or burgers.
On average, a home spends £3.20 on takeaway food every week. More money is spent on pets, though, about £4.60 a week.
That doesn't surprise me. We are a nation of animal lovers. What about mobile phones?
Ah, yes. The average London household spends £13.20 a week on mobile phones. That's not surprising.
What else was interesting in the report?
It found that British people are very generous. In the average household, donations of around £2.70 a week are made to charity organisations like Save the Children. Our awareness of charities and their work has increased a lot in recent years, and the money we spend has grown too.
Oh, that's good. Let's end on that positive note. Thank you, Sarah.
Thank you.